This is Ozarks at Large. It is the final Tuesday of the month. That means we take a quick peek at theater in the area for the next month. In a moment, a chat with members of the cast and the director of 33 Variations on stage at the University of Arkansas beginning this weekend. The play, a 2009 Tony nominee for Best Play, examines life, mortality, and relationships in this century and in the early 1800s. Later in October, there will be opportunities to hear scripts written by women incarcerated in Fayetteville, see a play about a rekindled romance, and watch a stage adaptation of one of the worst movies ever made. The stage readings of original stories written by women at the Northwest Arkansas Community Correction Center in Fayetteville will be Thursday night, October 4th, at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. Doors open 6:30 that night for a reception. The performance follows at 7:30. Late in October, Art Center of the Ozarks will open Later Life, the story of a pessimistic man named Austin. He's convinced something terrible is always just about to happen. Then he meets a romantic partner, Ruth, from three decades previous. A.R. Gurney's script has been praised as a work that examines life. Later Life at the ACO opens October 26th and runs through November 3rd in Springdale. The last weekend of October, Arts Live will have a seasonally appropriate production. The stage rendering of Plan 9 from Outer Space brings to life what many critics have called the worst movie ever made. Ed Wood's cinematic, it's odd to call it an accomplishment, let's settle for cinematic effort, is known primarily for starring Bela Lugosi in the actor's last film, even though Lugosi was dead just days into the filming. He was replaced by the director's chiropractor friend, despite the fact that the fill-in in no way resembled Lugosi. The Arts Live version doesn't feature a chiropractor, nor Lugosi, at least not that we know of, but should be a fun Halloween treat from October 25th through the 28th at the Arts Live studio on Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. That's one of the 33 variations Ludwig van Beethoven wrote, based on a waltz by Anton Diabelli. The works are part of the spine of the century-hopping story, 33 Variations. But bigger questions about mortality and how to spend every single moment of the waking day take center stage in Moises Kaufman's play. Amy Herzberg is the director of the University of Arkansas production. She says the playwright came to the University of Arkansas last year to work with U of A drama students.
It just made me want more, and it made me want us to be able to, you know, just delve into more of his work. And so this seemed like a great opportunity. Right when I was looking for plays, it popped up. The script hadn't even been released yet. It was the manuscript popped up on Dramatists, and we were able to get it.
The play presents the great composer working on the variations in the first quarter of the 19th century, and a present-day musicologist, Catherine Brandt, devoted to figuring out mysteries connected to the compositions. Shannon Weber plays Catherine, a character facing a debilitating disease, her own mortality, and a frosty relationship with her adult daughter. Shannon Weber says the script is powerful enough to rearrange how you approach life.
You have to appreciate every moment, is what I think I will walk away from this play with, among other things, but mostly that you need to appreciate every step you take, because, you know, you never know when it's going to just all, you know, drop away. So at least enjoy the time that you have and be with the people you love and treat them with respect. And it's very important to me.
As Catherine tries to make sense of her remaining days, we also see Beethoven struggling with financial crises, approaching deafness, and his artistic wrestling matches with the variations. Bob Hart has the role of Ludwig van Beethoven. It's a historic role, unlike, say, Richard Nixon or Winston Churchill, which allows for some wiggle room, since nobody actually remembers how Beethoven talked or moved.
And there's a little freedom in that as an actor. I think everybody knows the big poofy hair and certain gestures, I think, that you associate with him larger than life. But nobody, like you say, knows what he moved about like, and so that is freeing. I read all kinds of biographical information about the guy to try and be as accurate as possible, but it's really, all of that is nice background information to have in my brain, but it's really Moises Kaufman's Beethoven, you know.
The staging for the production? Ambitious. Last night at the Fine Arts Center on the U of A campus, the technical crew was tweaking a stunning visual technique that emphasizes the notes in Beethoven's music. Amy Herzberg, the director of the play and a university professor of drama, says the 33-scene play includes 32 scene changes and about 3,000 musical cues.
What I probably love best about this piece is that the variation form is designed to, you know, take a theme and then pull it apart in detail and expand time as you are looking at this tiny little part of it and then expanding everything, exploring everything there is to explore about this very small moment in time. And in that, you are expanding time. And much in the way, really, that our town says, you know, does anyone ever really, you know, experience life and appreciate it every single moment? This play is really sort of looking at the same things. It's looking at time and trying to slow it down and trying to really understand what we see in our lives and what are the moments of real value.
I'm Mason Aisbill and I'm playing Anton Schindler.
Mason, one of the undergraduate students in the cast, says the production has given him exactly what he wanted, a challenge, or more precisely, more challenges.
Oh yeah, definitely one of the more challenging pieces I've ever come across. I mean, even like technically speaking, matching up, staging with, musical cues is difficult because the music is so involved in the show. I mean, it's written that way, and that provides an extra add-on to the challenging emotional work that we're doing.
Almost everybody connected with this production, from Amy Herzberg to the cast to the technical crew, was able to participate in workshops with the playwright last year when Moises Kaufman was on campus last fall as a McElroy family visiting professor. For cast member Shannon Weber, the chance to act in the play brings an experience full circle.
I had the chance to see this on Broadway 3 years ago, and it was before I met him, and I was just like, holy, this is amazing, you know, and then I met him, and he's just so passionate and so creative that reading the play again, you're just like, well, duh, Moises Kaufman wrote this. He's the most creative individual I've met in a long time. He kind of just like brought back the life of theater in my head because, you know, everybody gets kind of stale with whatever job they're doing, and it just kind of like jolted me alive, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I love this so much.
The University of Arkansas production of 33 Variations opens Friday night at the Fine Arts Center on campus and runs through October 6th. And one more theater note as we look toward October. Northwest Arkansas Community College's Theater Department will present William Shakespeare's As You Like It. Performance dates October 6th, 11th, 12th, and 13th at 7, and matinees on October 7th and 14th.